One of the examples I share is from my own personal life. And I'll just give the story quickly. I was asked to be an invited guest to be interviewed on a possible television show that was being created to replace the Rosie O'Donnell show. And this person who was right now I'll keep nameless, who very well known, former Harvard undergraduate and so on, supposedly was interested in the topic. And he was going to, and he wanted to have me talk about a book I wrote about this topic. And I agreed to do so, but only under the condition that he actually read the book. I said, look, the producer, I said, I'm willing to do this, but you have to promise that he's actually going to read the book.
Right.
He's going to interview me on the air. I want to read the book or at least skim it.
And know something about what he's talking about.
And know something about what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Otherwise, why waste my time going on television being interviewed by somebody who hasn't really looked at it? And she said, well, I can't 100% promise, but I'll try. And then she said, well, do you have any, you know, mediums that you think might be willing to go on? Because we'd really like to talk to some research-oriented mediums. And so I did. One of them, by the way, was as a woman who likes me to talk about her publicly. Her name is Suzanne Northrup, and who is a phenomenal medium who I worked with in the past and continue to be connected with in the present. And the I get to this I fly to California for this pilot show taping, and a medium says to me, she says, Gary, she says, I want you to know Susie here. Now, Susie is this woman who had passed, who we'll maybe talk about a bit, who is my adoptive grandmother, who published 30 books in the field of parapsychology and life after death. She says, Susie's here, and she says she's got an urgent message for you. I said, what? She says, she's telling you that you have to be prepared to be ambushed. Ambushed.
The dead?
Yes.
Susie Smith.
The dead Susie Smith.
Tells this medium. All right.
To prepare me to be ambushed.
You're going
to
be ambushed.
I'm going to be ambushed.
Verbally or physically?
I didn't know. You know, I've never heard anything like this before. I said, ambushed. I said, okay, well, I'm going to keep my ears open. Because at this point, I'd had enough, quote, warnings through multiple mediums, allegedly from Susie, that turned out to be true, that I'm not going to just dismiss this. You know, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and keep my eyes open. Well, I'll just jump ahead here. When the time finally came for me to be interviewed by this gentleman, who had already shown his cards, for example, when he went to the audience to start this, he said, how many of you think there's a possibility that consciousness continues after the death? And about two-thirds of the audience, let's say, raised their hand. And then he said, how many of you are unsure? And maybe another, you know, I don't remember what the percentage was, raised their hand. And he said, how many of you are smart and know better and know that this is all a fantasy and there is no life after death? And then the rest of them proudly raised their hands. You know, the disbelievers. And I said, well, it sounds to me like maybe he has a bias. Well, he comes in and he sits down next to me. And he said, Dr. Schwartz, he said, did you go to do your undergraduate work at Harvard College? I said, no. I said, I explained in the book, I did my my undergraduate work at Cornell. I said, I did my PhD at Harvard. He said, so you didn't go to Harvard College? I said, no. And he said, then I'm not going to tell people that you have your PhD from Harvard. And I said, why? And he said, because you've lied about your credentials. I said, I've lied about my – you have to understand, no one has ever accused me of lying about my credentials. They've accused me of all kinds of things. So he's saying to this me privately, just whispering in my ears. I said, you're saying I lied about my credentials? I said, did you read this book? And he said, well, of course not. He said, why would I read a book? Why would I believe somebody if they lie about their credentials? Then the music starts. And all of a sudden, you know, the music goes on, and there are hundreds of people in the audience.
Right.
And he gets up and he says, why now? I want you to tell that Dr. Schwartz is here, and he's going to talk about this book that he's recently written. And he said, Dr. Schwartz, he said, could you please tell us who you are and what your, you know, what your position is? I said, well, I'm Gary Schwartz from the – and I'm a professor of psychology, medicine, neurology, psychiatry, and surgery at the University of Arizona. And he said, do you do surgery? I said, of course not. I said, I'm a psychologist. And he said, so you don't teach surgery? I said, of course I don't teach surgery. He said, well, then you can't be a professor of surgery, and therefore you've lied about your credentials. And I said, excuse me.
And this is in front of everybody.
Well, this is in front of everybody. The cameras are rolling. I said, excuse me. I said, are you aware that PhD psychologists or physiologists or other fields can have joint appointments, collaborative, and they can be even full professorships like mine? Because the work that you do is relevant to either research in the area mm-hmm. or the teaching of certain aspects, like the psychology of healing as it relates to surgery. And he said, Dr. Schwartz, do you teach surgery? I said, no. And he said, well, you've lied about your credentials and you've therefore lied about your book. At which point I said, you know, on the one hand.
You didn't know whether to get up and leave or
exactly.
what.
Exactly. But because I had had the warning of being ambushed, I immediately now understood what was happening because I'd been warned.
Right.
So I said to him, I said, I understand you went to Harvard College. Is that correct? He said, yes.
You said that to him?
Yes. I now interview him.
Okay.
You have to understand, he's now accused me of this. And I said, do you know what Harvard's motto is? He said, of course. And I said, what is it? He said, well, it's Veritas. I said, what does Veritas mean? I said, it means truth. I said, good. I said, here's what I want you to do. I said, after the show is over, I want you and your staff to contact the University of Arizona. And I want you to, in fact, confirm that I have all of these joint appointments, that this is really true. And then on your next show, if you have a next show, I want you to apologize to your audience for making this egregious mistake. And he said, absolutely not. At which point the interview went downhill from there.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, after this, you have to understand that the audience, of course, is stunned.
They don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do. The audience, of course, is stunned. And I walk in, the producer comes up to me and she says, Dr. Schwartz, she said, I am so sorry. She said, I had no idea that he was going to do this. She said, I really apologize. She said, oh, by the way, Dr. Schwartz, she said, you know, a mistake was made. We forgot to fax you, you know, the signed consent releasing this. And I said, isn't that convenient? I said, you know, normally I just sign these things because an interview is an interview. I said, but here's what I want to do. I said, please send me this form. I said, I'm going to have a lawyer look at
it. Good for you.
I said, because I think that your potential host slandered me or libeled me or whatever the legal term is for all of this. And I said, you know, I'm not going to do anything, give my permission for any of this until I take a look at it. As you can probably imagine, they never faxed me that form. That pilot never aired.
Never aired. Nobody saw it other than the audience.
Meanwhile, I'm saying to myself, if that medium hadn't had that spontaneous moment where somebody who cared about me came through to warn me.
You would have fallen apart.
I would not have been able to handle it with the preparation that I did.